We've all seen images of disability from this recent horrific events that have been happening in Louisiana and the Gulf Coast states. Disability's been everywhere. I read in the New York Times about a woman running up to a reporter, begging him for water in the Superdome for her daughter, who was a wheelchair user, saying, "Please, my daughter's hot. I'm scared she's going to have a seizure. Do you have any water?" I've heard voices on the radio of a man calling out, "I need Dilantin. I have epilepsy. I need Dilantin." Yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, many of us saw the president of Jefferson Parish breaking down on national television as he described the death of an institutionalized woman, a woman in a nursing home, who had been told day after day after day that help was on the way. She drowned on Friday. And then, of course, we all know that image that we've seen and heard so much about of the woman dead in her wheelchair outside the convention center. One of my colleagues, Celestine Willis, called FEMA and the Red Cross over and over again. She has 50 family members in New Orleans. She's a disabled woman herself. And she said, "What are the plans? What have you done about evacuating people who don't have access to transportation? What have you done about getting people medication who need medication to stay alive? What have you done about getting information to people who are deaf?" The list goes on and on and on. And FEMA and the Red Cross essentially said, "We don't know. We haven't thought about it. We haven't done a thing." In all of this, we know that disabled people are significantly more likely to be poor. They're significantly less likely to have their own cars. All of those things trap disabled people, and especially disabled African Americans, in the city of New Orleans to face what was, at best, genocide by neglect. Disabled people, in response to this, have done some amazing organizing on the internet. There's a website, KatrinaDisability.info, that is linking up people who have accessible housing who can open their doors to refugees who are disabled. But that kind of organizing, while it's great, that kind of one-to-one organizing is not enough. We need to demand that our nation not take the money out of our pockets. Let's take the money out of the pockets of rich people. Let's take not just the troops from Iraq, but those resources that are going to Iraq, and devote them to human needs here at home. And the last thing I want to say, we have to demand that the stories of disabled survivors be heard. They have to be highlighted in the hearings that are going to be happening, in the media. We need to know those things. And when they count the dead, I want them to count the dead also by how many disabled people died, how many institutionalized people died in this tragedy. We need to know that, and we need to make sure this never, ever, ever happens again. Thank you. Thank you.